This is the Ethanol Report. I'm speaking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. And since Bob and I haven't talked for a while, we're going to hit on a couple of issues in the news recently regarding ethanol. One of them, the European Union and their decision regarding ethanol duties, what they regard as an anti-dumping duty. And you had some senators write that they would like to see an investigation into this situation. Tell us about the situation where it stands right now and why you think it's important for possibly the World Trade Organization to look into this.
Well, earlier this year, the European Union finalized a 9.6% duty across the board for all ethanol coming from the United States because they believe that there was dumping going on from U.S. ethanol exported to that part of the world. I say believe because they did an investigation of ethanol plants in the United States and found no evidence of any dumping. They then did an investigation of ethanol marketers that were selling into the European market and again found no evidence of dumping. Now, typically, when a country is doing an anti-dumping investigation, they have to identify who is doing the dumping, what the price was, what the consequence was, whether there was harm that was caused, and assign a very specific anti-dumping duty to that company and assign different rates of duties to other companies that didn't engage in dumping behavior. In this case, they decided, the Europeans did, to throw out hundreds of years of international trade law, and despite having found no evidence of dumping and not assigning a specific duty to the offending companies, they just decided to slap an across-the-board duty on all ethanol coming from the United States. That so outraged folks here that we recently had 14 United States senators, seven from each side of the aisle. And as you probably know, in this town these days, it'd be difficult to get 14 members of the United States Senate to agree that the sun rises in the east. But they recognized how horrible this decision was by the European Union, and they are asking the U.S. Trade Representative to challenge this decision by Europe at the WTO. And we anticipate that the United States will indeed take the EU to the World Trade Organization and challenge this thing, and we hope to overturn it. We believe it will be overturned because, frankly, there's just no basis for it. By their own investigation, they could not demonstrate that any dumping occurred.
All right. Our next topic is about the comments on the renewable fuel standard. The House Energy and Commerce Committee was accepting comments this week about the RFS, and I know they got comments from the livestock side of the industry and also oil companies and all kinds of people, including the ethanol industry. Now, what were some of the comments that the ethanol industry, what RFA was involved in submitting to the committee with regard to the RFS?
Well, this is part of a process that the Energy and Commerce Committee is engaged in which they are releasing a series of white papers on various issues. The first paper released last month was about the blend wall, and stakeholders commented on a series of questions about the blend wall that had been raised by the committee, including, of course, the RFA. This latest white paper was released on agricultural impacts, and all of the questions really focused on what's the impact on food price inflation from the RFS. Will cellulosic ethanol mitigate the impact on food price inflation? And they all sort of come from a bias that, of course, using ethanol in fuel or using ethanol in the renewable fuel standard is going to exacerbate food prices. we had to walk through and demonstrate that, sorry, that's really not true. Food price inflation has been lower since the RFS has been in place. In fact, significantly lower. And what has really been driving any food price impact at all, as it always does, it's the skyrocketing price and volatility in oil markets. And we filed some 17 pages of comments. Many other stakeholders did as well. Ultimately, we want the committee to appreciate that the renewable fuel standard is working quite well, and that it is not having some of the negative consequences that the oil industry and big food would suggest that it is having. I believe that when this process is over, the efficacy of the renewable fuel standard of requiring refiners to utilize increasing percentages of renewable fuels that drive down our dependency on imported oil, that provide consumers benefit at the pump, and that provide real economic benefit for rural America is going to be affirmed. And I do not believe that Congress will change this important program.
The last time we talked about a month or so ago, there was a lot of noise being made about RINs under the RFS program. We haven't been hearing as much about that, it doesn't seem like, lately. But where do we stand on that situation with regard to the RFS, how it, you know, the volatility in that market might, you know, still be working towards people saying that this part of the RFS in particular is not working? Where do we stand on that situation right now?
Well, the RIN sanity that was occurring in early March has indeed died down a wee bit. The oil industry, however, continues to fan those flames, suggesting that the price that they would have to pay for RINs is going to impact the price of gasoline. I don't think that that argument resonates. I think that they've overplayed their hand. I think most people recognize that it's having a de minimis impact, if any at all, on the bottom line for oil companies, and that really, as we keep maintaining, RINs are free. They don't have to purchase RINs on the open market. They can buy more ethanol. Every gallon of ethanol that we produce comes with it a free RIN. The RIN system, the credit trading system, was created by the oil companies for the oil companies to build in flexibility into this program, and it does that. The refiners trade these credits, these RINs, amongst themselves, but it does not have an impact on consumer gasoline prices. And ultimately, what it will do is that it will drive the kind of investment in infrastructure necessary to break down the blend wall, because somebody is going to say, look, I can pay 60 cents for a credit or RIN, or I can invest 6 cents a gallon in the infrastructure that will allow me to put in an E85 pump, or will allow me to sell E15 to those consumers that want it. So the economics of the RINs ultimately are going to drive the marketplace to where it needs to be, and the situation will resolve itself.
Now, hopefully, Congress is going to get back to work some this month on the farm bill, and I just wanted to ask you, what are you hearing around Washington? What's going on? Do we think we're going to get a farm bill this year, and how does that really impact the ethanol industry at this point in time, some of the things they're considering and assuming we'll have some kind of energy title involved in it?
Well, if there is an energy title, that certainly would be where our interest in the farm bill would lie. I think there is a real chance, however, that there's just not going to be money available for there to be a meaningful energy title this time around. So we're following that debate with interest, but not necessarily optimism.
All right, Bob, anything else going on in Washington, D.C. that RFA is keeping an eye on?
Well, look, we continue to beat the drums for the renewable fuel standard. The oil industry is on Capitol Hill all the time trying to suggest that this program must be repealed. We are just doing everything that we possibly can to make sure that it stays in place. I think it's too important for this nation's rural economy, too important for this nation's energy security, too important for this nation's environment and ultimately too important for consumers at the gasoline pump to lose a program that has stimulated investment in renewable fuels, that have allowed us to capture 10% of the barrel today, and if allowed to continue, we will indeed be a third of the barrel, and we will be all the better for it. So the fight continues, and I'm enjoying the fight so far.
All right. Thanks very much, Bob. And I want to remind farm broadcasters that RFA is one of the sponsors of the upcoming NEFB Washington Watch, and you'll be able to interview Bob there and other people with RFA, and it's always a great event, and we'll be there as well. And that's our ethanol report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.